So, I mean, again, I'm not trying to say there's an analogy between lung cancer and AML, but again, looking at this, you said 30% of patients have FLT3 ITD. Are most of them this sensitive to the appropriate targeting? Or within that group, there's some that are hypersensitive, you may be driver mutations, who knows what?
Yeah, so you're hitting the nail on the head, which is that, so if the response rate's about 40-50%, probably about 40-50%, that's the primary driver mutation. We know that in AML, actually AML is a lot simpler, believe it or not, than lung cancer, and that in lung cancer you can have many, many, many mutations in any single lung cancer. In AML, it actually tends to be no more than between, 3 and 12 or something like that. But the problem is almost everyone will have another mutation. A FLT3 mutation is supposed to be a late event in the pathogenesis of the disease. So there may be some other mutation that is there that will take over, even if you inhibit the FLT3.
And their trials came out in lung cancer comparing targeted therapy or EGFR TKIs to chemo, and patients did better with targeted therapy. Do you think that for this subset of AML, maybe we're going to get to a point where they start out with targeted therapy?
I'm not sure we're going to get to a setting where we're going to give just the targeted therapy instead of the chemotherapy. I mean, that would be great. That certainly, I think, is all of our dream. I'm not sure we're there yet. I think what's going to end up happening is that the targeted therapy is going to get given with the chemotherapy, either in younger patients with the standard 7+3 backbone that we do in the United States, or in older patients with a low-dose cytarabine or with a hypomethylating agent like decitabine or 5-azacitidine. And people are going to build on that. I think in the relapse refractory setting, though, it's a different situation. Because in that situation, as a single agent, these targeted FLT3 inhibitors may actually be better, and certainly they're less toxic than reinduction chemotherapy.
What do we know about resistance that occurs? For example, what do we know about patients who progress on gilteritinib or don't respond to it?
So we actually don't know much. I have not seen any data about that. I think that my guess would be that what will happen when a patient doesn't respond to gilteritinib is that it is likely some other mutation that is causing that non-response hematologically. So we have a lot of patients. I've done a lot of work with some of these IDH inhibitors, and we have a lot of patients who are dually mutated with both FLT3 and IDH. And actually what ends up happening is you can inhibit FLT3, but you can see the blast go down a little bit, but then the IDH takes over. And if you switch and you inhibit the IDH, you'll see the blast go down a little bit, and then the FLT3 takes over. So what we really need to make progress, I think, is approaches that combine novel therapies. And by the combination of novel therapies where you're hitting all of the available driver mutations, you can potentially really get this disease into a deep remission.
So we're going to talk about IDH, but what's the incidence of IDH1, IDH2? What fraction have FLT3? Kind of how does that Venn diagram look?
Yeah, so overall, about 10 to 15% of patients with AML have an IDH2 mutation. Maybe 15% have an IDH2 mutation. 10% will have an IDH1 mutation.
Not both.
So a very, 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 very small subset of patients will have both an IDH2 and an IDH1 mutation. You can probably count them on one hand. Of the patients who have an IDH mutation, about 30% of those patients, so of those 10 to 15%, and about 30% of those patients will have a FLT3 ITD at the time of diagnosis.
So they're just like separate variables.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. Wow, really interesting. I mean, hearing this story, you don't have to hear too many stories. I remember when I first heard about ibrutinib, for a doc in practice to go, whoa, I don't think I want to be having a patient with FLT3 die unless I try to get him on one of these trials of newer agents. What are, and gilteritinib, and the fact that you got the drug for this patient is really very interesting.